how long it will be affected.
And John, apparently there's also some question, as far as we can learn, as to specifically what has happened and where.
Well, this is one of the questions that I asked Mr. Stengren of Consolidated Edison. I said, where can we go to find out the answer? Because we have our mobile units out in the field trying to find out exactly what's going on, and he couldn't answer that question precisely either. So this is one of the difficulties. Con Edison itself, naturally, I suppose, on a Sunday night, there is a limited staff, and they are trying to track down the exact cause and just what the problem is.
It does sound a bit incredible, doesn't it, that one wouldn't know exactly where the power problem is coming from. But I suppose in a system as big and as complicated as the one that we have here in the New York metropolitan area, although that may be hard to believe, it obviously isn't for those who are working in it. So we can say, though, that the police report the popping of a generator, whatever that's supposed to mean, in a Con Ed power plant at 40th Street and East River Drive, which could well be one of the, or maybe the sole problem spot at this point. That's one of the things we're checking out, of course. And the effect of this has been very scattered. As far as we can determine, there's been no significant effect at all on the subway trains. The most obvious effect, I guess, to most people in the New York area is the fact that they have no television tonight. That television is off, and there are, of course, scattered brownouts in some areas, particularly in Lower Manhattan, also in some sections of the Queens and the Bronx, and that there are, in some cases, some scattered blackouts, such as the Empire State Building. The Department of Sanitation, which is gearing for possible rain and snowstorms, reported its Manhattan teletype system, serving headquarters, garages, and other installations, was out of service because of that power failure. Incidentally, a resident of the area, Miss Jean Parks of East 40th Street, says the failure affected her lights and television.
Well, about between 7:15 and 7:30, the lights went dim suddenly. And then about 2 seconds later, they went dimmer again. The television went all wobbly. So we turned it off. And that was it. You knew?
That was Miss Jean Parks, and we certainly know. Consolidated Edison has already established a recorded announcement to explain the difficulty to the thousands of people affected by the failure. Dialing the number gets the caller a frantic-sounding spokesman who assures him that everything is being worked on.
This is a recorded announcement from Con Edison. If you are calling about a service interruption in New York, around the Midtown area, we are aware of the trouble and are working to restore service as soon as possible. Thank you.
That's a recorded Con Ed spokesman. But as you probably heard John Linker note a few moments ago at Con Ed, in our contact with the giant utility, at this point, at least as of a few minutes ago, we're not absolutely sure what the cause was, or for that matter, even where it was. Mayor John Lindsay has alerted the New York City Emergency Control Board, composed of top city officials and critical departments, such, of course, as the fire and the police. Of course, all local television and radio stations, which use the Empire State Building antennae, are off the air. Of course, WCBS News Radio's antenna is not on top of the Empire State Building. They're off the air because power at that building was affected. In fact, there's no power at all at the Empire State Building. The network programs carried by leased telephone lines, however, are not affected out of town. This is strictly a local television failure. One added worry for police, of course, is that the power failure has knocked out burglary alarm systems in the affected Manhattan area. Foot patrolmen and radio patrol cars have been alerted to keep extra watch on business establishments. Beat patrolmen have been sent to the Diamond District. That's here in mid-Manhattan between West 45th and 47th Streets. That area stretching between 5th and 6th Avenues. Reports have come in that many owners of bars and restaurants have just told their customers to go home, which is, I guess, pretty good advice. And, of course, if you don't have to come into the city tonight, don't, by all means. The power failure has caused traffic lights to go out, and police emergency units responded to direct traffic and intersections in the affected areas. We had some reports earlier where pedestrians and motorists, I guess, in some cases, were also directing traffic. No reports of any tie-ups of significance. Of course, this is a weekend. Patrons in bars and restaurants in the affected area are being asked to finish what they've had to eat or drink and then leave, as we noted. In some metropolitan area, viewers were picking up New England radio and television transmissions on the otherwise snowy screens. speaking of radio, of course, only those stations who are using that common antennae on top of the Empire State Building in mid-Manhattan are affected. WCBS, of course, not one of them. The Transit Authority reports the only effect on them of that power reduction was on the 6th Avenue line between West 4th Street and 50th Street at Rockefeller Center. A Transit Authority employee says that F as in Frank, and D trains, D as in Donald, are being diverted to 8th Avenue subway lines, and that B trains, that's B as in Bobby, are using BMT Broadway line tracks between DeKalb Avenue in Brooklyn to 57th Street and 7th Avenue. Those are only minor inconveniences, certainly, on the subway system to report tonight. The power failures are affecting the New York Daily News, too. A spokesman in the press room says that Daily News presses stopped running at about 7:30 this evening. He says that most of the city editions were off the press by that time and on the street. But the future is not known for the paper's 2-, 3-, and 4-star editions, which go to press normally throughout the evening and early morning. We're checking now for any possible effect the power troubles may be having on the New York Times. Our skies over New York right now are cloudy. Our temperature is 35 degrees. Our winds are brisk, northeasterly at 15 miles an hour, with gusts to 29 at the moment. And we do have a wind chill factor. It feels 23 degrees. It'll be cloudy and windy with snow gradually mixing with freezing rain tonight, then slowly changing to all rain early tomorrow morning. Some accumulations of snow and ice can be expected, especially in the western and northern suburbs. Roads will become slippery later tonight and stay that way through tomorrow morning's rush hour. Lows of 28 to 34. All of that from Bob Weaver in the WCBS Weather Center. Cloudy and windy tomorrow with rain heavy at times, gradually ending. Highs of 35 to 41. Here's a brief recap now at 14 minutes past the hour of 8 of tonight's power problems being experienced by Con Ed, which incidentally, those power problems surfaced just about an hour ago. A possible explosion in a Con Edison generator on the east side is apparently the cause of tonight's power problems in Manhattan, in Queens, in Brooklyn, and the Bronx. WCBS newsman Gary Moore is now at Con Ed. Gary, what have you learned?
Well, very little, George, I'm sorry to report. Nobody from the company or those connected with the company is saying very much here. In fact, nobody is saying anything at all. One of the guards here said that he was an ear witness to what may have taken place, in that at about 7:30 or so, he said he heard... He heard what sounded like a hissing noise. He compared it to the steam escaping from a high-pressure steam pipe, and he came outside the building to see what was going on, and he saw smoke or steam, as he described it, pouring out from the building which houses the generators here on the east side plant on First Avenue. It's Waterside Number 2 is the designation of the entranceway. He said that lasted for about 5 minutes, and then it stopped, and there's been nothing since. There is no company spokesman here. There is no physical evidence of any damage which may have resulted from an explosion or whatever it is that took place within the plant, knocking out some of the generating equipment. And the only description we have is that guard's description of sort of steam escaping from a pipe to indicate that actually anything at all has taken place here. I did notice two mayoral aides drive up with lights flashing and siren wailing. They went inside the lobby of the plant, talked to one of the guards, and came running back out again with nary a word. So as far as what has taken place inside the Con Ed plant here on First Avenue and 40th Street, we still really don't know, George.
What's going on there right now, Gary? Anything?
Very little activity. There are no fire or police emergency cars on the scene. There are a couple of Con Ed trucks with lights flashing. But nothing really to indicate that, that anything of any significance has taken place here. There are more newsmen gathered outside, standing around, trying to wonder why we can't find out anything than there are emergency crews or Con Ed people going in and out of the plant. There's very little activity at all on the street.
I take it there's no indication at all from Con Ed that that they'll even be coming out to talk with you. Is that correct?
There has been no indication one way or the other. We're being ignored is what it amounts to.
Well, First Avenue and 40th Street, where you're located right now, Gary, is normally a pretty busy area of town, traffic-wise. What does it look like right now?
No problem. Sunday night, it's not really that busy. The lights in this immediate section, the traffic lights, the signal lights, are operating, and there are lights in the apartment buildings across the street. That would be the west side of First Avenue, right across the street from the Con Ed plant. There are lights on in the Con Ed plant itself, and as I look around me, all the street lights are on, the traffic lights operating, and the windows are lit in those apartment buildings. In this immediate area, there is no problem with power, apparently, right now.
Right, Gary. We'll be keeping in touch with you, of course. There are now reports that there is no power at all between 5th Avenue and Broadway, between approximately 34th Street and 50th Street, which isn't too far from you, Gary, by the way. No power at all in that area. These blackouts and brownouts are, as you can see, the pattern. They have no pattern tonight. They're scattered. John Linker has been checking. John, what have you found?
Well, apparently that Midtown section is the hardest hit, George, because the Police Public Relations Department just told us that they understand there are independent trains stalled in both the 34th and the 42nd Street stations, and consequently service is seriously impaired on the independent line in the Midtown section because of the stalled trains. We asked the Police Department if they had any better explanation than popping for the generator, and the explanation was apparently it was a mechanical explosion in the equipment within the plant and that there were no injuries. Now, the police department, as a precaution, is now deploying units of the tactical police force into the Midtown area just in case there's an extended blackout and they're needed for protection. They're not moving in any particular area or moving on any particular sites, but the TPF is alerted and their units are moving out into the Midtown area in case they're needed. And that's the latest report from the Police Public Relations.
All right, thank you, John. John Linker. Incidentally, that power problem, and Con Ed has not yet been able to put its finger on it exactly, hit just over an hour ago. Just over an hour ago. Now we have some more information, I understand, from Gary, who's down at Con Ed at the plant near the United Nations. Gary?
George, there is something I wanted to add to what John Linker just said, and that is that one thing we've been able to find out, we believe, at least definitely at this point, is that there has been no fire here, and as John Linker pointed out, no injuries in the plant itself. This confirms the police report of no injuries, but I did want to add that there has been no resultant fire from any explosion that took place within the generating equipment at this Con Ed plant.
Well, whatever it was, Gary, it, as we say, hit just over an hour ago, and the first widespread effect, of course, was on the other end of the television tube. Major television broadcasting in New York City and out of New York City, of course, was halted because TV transmitting towers, as you probably know, are located on top of the Empire State Building, which experienced a power blackout. Other sections of the city, and when I say the city, I'm talking all of the boroughs now, with the exception of Staten Island. We have no reports of any power failures or brownouts there. We're hit by, and are still apparently being hit by, scattered sensations of brownouts and blackouts. Streetlights in a number of sections of four of the five boroughs are also out of commission because of low voltage or no voltage at all in some cases. The Transit Authority says an alternating current breakdown at 7:45 tonight caused the failure of signals on the 6th Avenue IND subway line. The authority is rerouting F and D trains along the 8th Avenue IND line. And as you will recall, we mentioned a few moments ago, there are problems on the IND lines in Midtown Manhattan. Largely because of trains in the area slowing down, and in some cases, we're told, have actually stopped, so there is something of a backup at the moment. That's on the IND lines in Midtown Manhattan only. We'll keep you posted, of course. Some electrical signs in the Times Square area were off, but some buildings in the area were lit. Again, part of that patchwork quilt, crazy quilt problem. One added worry for police is that the power failure has knocked out burglary alarm systems in the affected Manhattan area, and foot patrolmen and radio patrol cars have been alerted to keep an extra watch on business establishments. It's 21 past the hour of 8, and Palmer Payne's in the studio. Palmer, looks like you just came in from outside.
Yes, I've been at the 38th floor level on the top of the CBS building.
Kind of a bird's eye view of all of Midtown. What does it look like?
There aren't many birds out there tonight. It's windy and it's raining. Traffic is about normal for a Sunday night. The traffic lights right in the immediate vicinity, 5th Avenue, 6th Avenue, are operating. Of course, on a Sunday night, we don't have much traffic in Manhattan normally anyway. The buildings are lighted. I was listening to airplanes taking off from Newark and, Kennedy and LaGuardia. So they appear to be operating. I'm surely sure that it's much slower than usual because of weather situations. But all in all, right in the middle of Manhattan, things look just like they did last Sunday night.
Palmer Payne. There are, of course, we should update you, our scattered effects here, which change almost from one block of Midtown Manhattan to another, where in some cases there are lights on, traffic lights, and on some sections of particularly the east side of the Midtown area, where we're informed that there are no traffic lights at all in some spots. So it varies from spot to spot, wherever you are in the New York area. When Mayor Lindsay learned of the power problems, he immediately left the studios of WNEW-TV, which is on the near east side in Manhattan, to contact Charles Luce, the president of Con Ed. The mayor has also alerted the police and the fire departments, and the mayor, we're told, is expected to make a statement shortly, and we expect to bring it to you just as fast as possible live if we can. A statement expected imminently from the mayor on this scattered power problem in the New York City area. The Department of Sanitation, which is getting set for possible rain and snowstorms, reports that its Manhattan teletype system, serving headquarters, garages, and other sanitation facilities, is out of service due to the power failure. Police, however, in Nassau, Suffolk, and Westchester counties, those are the three counties in New York that border New York City, report that lights in those areas are not affected, but there is no television reception. I suppose I should note that Suffolk does not actually border New York City, but borders Nassau. Many buildings in the city are without elevator service as a result of the power failure, which, as we know, is scattered in spots. But, of course, this is a Sunday night, fortunately not a weeknight. There is a report that the city's fire department, Rescue Number 1 Unit, has been called to Lexington Avenue and East 43rd Street to provide lighting for the Penn Central Railroad. You may, at this point, be wondering why we're on the air when many other radio and television stations are not. Well, as we had mentioned earlier, all television transmitting antennae are located atop the Empire State Building, and as are the antennae for many radio stations, mainly FM radio stations, WCBS-FM among them. And, of course, they're also off the air because there is no power at all at the Empire State Building. But WCBS-AM, to which you're listening to right now, has transmitter and antenna located on High Island, in Long Island Sound, just off the northern tip of City Island. And High Island is not in an affected area. There are reports that there is no power at all between 5th Avenue and Broadway here in mid-Manhattan, between approximately 34th Street and 50th Street. The power failure, incidentally, has not affected, at least not yet affected, the New York Times, which, incidentally, is in that general area, which, again, is a rather a curious side note on this the whole scattered patchwork quilt of brownouts and blackouts in New York today. The New York Times has not been affected. A spokesman for the New York Times says they will begin their press run at 9:30 tonight, just over an hour from now, but they expect to be able to make the run without any problem. As you may have noted, we mentioned just a short while ago that the New York Daily News, which is near the United Nations and not too far from Times Square, was affected. Its presses were shut down just about an hour ago by the power failure, but the Times, as we just noted, is not. The fire department reports that all of its boxes are operating as usual. A rather important note in this scattered blackout and brownout of this power failure in the New York City area tonight. The fire department of the city of New York tells us that all of its fire boxes are operating as usual. The Transit Authority spokesman says subway trains operate on direct current and almost all are still operating, although at reduced speeds because it says flagmen are being used instead of signals on the IRT and the IND lines. I'll repeat that. The TA says that the subway trains in the city are operating on direct current. They do operate on direct current, I should say, and almost all are still operating. Although, he notes at reduced speeds, because flagmen are being used instead of signals on the IRT and the IND lines, and those signals, signal failure is a result, we understand, of that the power problem, which is yet still not pinpointed in the city of New York. It occurred just about an hour and 20 minutes ago, and the belief is it occurred at the Con Ed generating station, which is located at 1st Avenue and 40th Street, which is here in mid-Manhattan on the east side, not too far from the United Nations building. Gary Moore, our man on the scene down there, he told us a few minutes ago, like a lot of other newsmen at the moment, standing outside looking at that building, which is all lit up, and the area seems to be, does not seem to indicate at all that there's any problem at all going on inside there. They're standing by waiting to get some word from a Con Ed official. Some city officials moved hurriedly in and out of that area a short while ago, according to Gary, but they gave no indication as to what the problem might be, or even for that matter, if there was a problem, whether they could confirm that there was a power failure or an explosion or what have you at that Con Ed plant. But as soon as Gary finds out, we'll be hearing from him live from the scene. Mayor Lindsay has just made a statement on the power situation, and here's what he has to say.
This is Mayor John Lindsay. An explosion at Consolidated Edison's 40th Street plant in Manhattan has knocked out television broadcasting in the city and caused blackouts in parts of central Manhattan, including Times Square and parts of Queens and the Bronx. I've asked Deputy Mayor Timothy Costello to convene an emergency control board meeting immediately at City Hall. Police Commissioner Murphy advises me that there have been no requests as yet for emergency equipment. However, the Tactical Patrol Force is moving into the affected areas. The 6th Avenue Independent Subway is out of service between 42nd Street and 34th Street. One train is stalled and is being evacuated by police. Police also report some elevators in Midtown apartment buildings in Manhattan out of service. I've just talked to Consolidated Edison President Charles Luce. Consolidated Edison will report to the Emergency Control Board on the extent of damage and time required for repairs. I urge motorists to avoid the Midtown area west of Fifth Avenue, if at all possible, and to drive in all affected areas with extreme caution.
That was Mayor John Lindsay, a statement just issued on the power situation, and as you heard him, he confirmed that there was an explosion at the First Avenue and 40th Street plant, outside of which Gary Moore is currently standing by. We'll be switching to Gary shortly. The police department has canceled meal breaks for all on-duty members of the Tactical Patrol Force in view of the situation. A spokesman for the New York Telephone Company says it has been forced to switch to its own emergency power system supplied by a battery and diesel engine arrangement. As a result, he says, service was not directly affected by the power situation, but due to the heavy amount of telephone calls resulting from it, some users are experiencing some slow dial tones. Kennedy and LaGuardia airports report that operations have not been affected by the power failure. Operations spokesmen at both airports report that landing lights and radios are working fine. So Kennedy and LaGuardia, unaffected. Jack Welby now is near the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Jack, what's it like?
Well, George, I'm not making light of what could be a potentially dangerous situation, but the power shortage, power failure we've had in Midtown Manhattan doesn't seem to be affecting traffic that much. I'm right on 2nd Avenue at 34th Street, and I can see the Queens Midtown Tunnel. One of the entrances right across the street, and there's no traffic tire for backup. The only thing I can report, as I traversed 2nd Avenue, I went down into the low 20s and across and up 1st Avenue. The only problem I noticed, two lights were remaining on red on 1st Avenue. That was at 33rd Street and 31st Street. Now, as you know, 2nd Avenue is southbound. And these two lights, 33rd and 31st, remain on red. Now, this has caused somewhat of a backup problem as far as the traffic is concerned, because naturally the cars come up to the red light and they stop, and then when they see it doesn't turn to green, then they proceed on through, which is in itself a dangerous situation, but people don't want to wait. Now, from my vantage point, I'm looking up 2nd Avenue, and I can see traffic backed all the way up. In the past 15 or 20 minutes, I've seen police cars coming by with their lights flashing, fire engines and like that. I saw several go west on 34th Street, and I tried to follow. Of course, the traffic is still very heavy going west on 34th Street. For a time, it was backed up. As you can hear, another west on 34th Street. No real sign of what you could call a traffic problem on 2nd or 1st Avenues that you would not find on a normally rainy night, as it is in Manhattan. But, of course, because of this, because of the two lights malfunctioning at 33rd and 31st on 2nd Avenue, then there is naturally a backup. Cars are going through the lights, as I mentioned. Traffic westbound on 34th is a little bit rough. I don't see any backup here at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And I'll look around and see if I can find something.
Okay, Jack. That's Jack Welby near the Queens Midtown Tunnel, reporting, as you no doubt know, live. We should mention, of course, again, that the most important, the most obvious factor of this scattered power failure in brownouts, it's a failure and a brownout and a blackout in some sections of New York City. The most obvious aspect of that, of course, is the local television. New York City television stations are off the air. simply because they use the common antennae on top of the Empire State Building, where at the moment there is no power. Now, that, of course, affects not only television in New York City, but also affects a number of radio stations in New York City as well. Not among them WCBS News Radio, to which you're listening to now, because our antenna is not on top of the Empire State Building. It's as simple as that. It's just off City Island. John Linker is back in the studio. John, what have you found out?
Well, George, I talked to New Jersey Public Service regarding their use of power into the New York City area, and they tell me that normally on a Sunday night that Con Edison takes between 170,000 and 200,000 kilowatts of power from them, and that they are at this time supplying that amount of power and no extra. They said the reason they really don't need to supply any extra is because New York City tonight, because of the present situation, is not needing as much power because so many circuits are out. But there is an unconfirmed report, and I emphasize unconfirmed report, that the plant is being put back into service and may be back in service right now. However, once the power supply is reestablished, it takes a considerable length of time, as much as 2 hours, to put all the individual circuits back on the line, because if they put them all back at once, they run the chance of blowing something else out. There's a tremendous amount of electricity involved. So to repeat, we have an unconfirmed report that the plant is back in service, but that it will take anywhere from 1 to 2 hours to put all the individual circuits involved back on the line and operating properly. But we have no reports of anyone in a panic situation that this will go on for an indeterminate length of time. Probably, at least most of the people we talk to, feel this situation will be cleared up before midnight.
Well, that's encouraging, John. I suppose we ought to emphasize here that the plant you're referring to is the big Con Ed plant where the explosion occurred, as the mayor noted earlier this evening, just about an hour and a half ago, at First Avenue and 40th Street, which has caused this crazy, crazy patchwork quilt type of brownouts and blackouts in many of the five New York City boroughs, principally in Midtown Manhattan and in sections of the Bronx and Queens, also in Lower Manhattan as well. Penn Central dispatchers tell us all Penn Central trains are operating normally into and out of Grand Central Station, but the Grand Central Terminal itself is blacked out. However, emergency lighting facilities from the fire department are being sent to illuminate Grand Central. So there you have it. Trains are running. The train station's in darkness. As we might add, are all of the local television stations and many of the radio stations, all of which, of course, use the Empire State Building facilities. That is to say, all of them that have their tower atop the Empire State Building, where there is no power tonight, not on the air. Radio City Music Hall in Mid-Manhattan says the power shortage is not having any effect there. There has been no dimming of lights there, and the projectors are operating okay, which is really kind of interesting because only a few blocks away there are reports of street lights being out and traffic lights being out. The New York Times, as we noted, its presses were unaffected, whereas the New York Daily News, which is located on the east side in Mid-Manhattan, had its presses stop on it just about an hour ago. There is one bright note. A Consolidated Edison spokesman says, at least, the problem does not appear to be getting any worse. I don't know how he knows, but that's what he tells us. Of course, John Linker has noted a few moments ago that there was an unconfirmed report, and we stress that it's an unconfirmed report, that the Con Ed plant at First Avenue and 40th Street is now in the process of getting back into operation, but it's a bit of a slow process, assuming that report is even true. As John noted, it may take as many as 2 or 3 hours to get everything back to normal. And, of course, Gary Moore, as we noted, our man on the scene, is outside of that Con Ed plant at First Avenue and 40th Street, and just as soon as there are any indication at all from the Con Ed people at the plant, we'll be hearing about it live right here on WCBS. We might recap that Mayor Lindsay has made a statement about 10 minutes ago, which you heard live here on WCBS, that the explosion occurred at the Con Ed plant at 40th and 1st Avenue, and that's the problem. That's the source of the scattered power problems throughout the New York City area tonight. The one at 40th and 1st Avenue. Local TV is off the air because they use that common antenna on top of the Empire State Building, and in some parts of the city, there is no elevator service because there is no power. In some sections, traffic lights are on. In other sections, traffic lights are off. Burglar alarms in some cases. Burglary systems are off. In some cases, they're on. Extra police patrols have been sent out to shore up that area. In some areas, subways, notably the IND and the IRT, principally here in mid-Manhattan, have been affected. They've been slowed down. In many cases, there are no automatic electric signals, and so there are flagmen which are waving the trains on. The result, of course, is slower service. Unaffected, as we noted, are telephone service, fireboxes, fortunately. The major airports, the airports in the area, are not affected at all. And as we noted, Penn Central says all of its trains are running. We also might note, too, that neighboring Westchester, Nassau, and also Suffolk counties report no power failures, or brownouts, for that matter. The only thing they do report in common is that nobody in their area is getting any television, which, as we say, is because those television antennae are located on top of the Empire State Building in Midtown Manhattan, and there is absolutely no power at the Empire State Building. WCBS staffer Allegra Branson lives up on Manhattan's east side in the 70s. Allegra, what can you see?
George, absolutely nothing unusual. It's a rainy night. You can hardly see out because the rain is hitting the window panes here. Traffic is fairly normal for a Sunday night going up First Avenue here. The traffic lights are perfectly normal. The only flickering lights I see are a couple of neon lights. I can see up to, I would say, about 90th Street. Absolutely normal for a Sunday night here, except I turned on the television set and I had a beautiful cacophony of abstract lines going up and down and horizontal on the television set. I would say the Upper East Side of Manhattan has felt absolutely nothing tonight, except there are no little green lights coming out of all the windows from all the skyscrapers on the Upper East Side. I don't know what people are doing tonight instead of watching television.
I don't know. That's rather interesting. That could create a kind of a real social revolution. What do you do at home when you don't have television on? But a lot of people are finding out tonight, maybe for the first time. There is, we might mention, from John Linker, who received an unconfirmed report about 5 or 10 minutes ago that the 1st Avenue and 40th Street plant of Con Edison, which is the plant where the, as the mayor noted, where the explosion occurred, which has touched off these scattered power failures in the New York City area, that plant, unconfirmed reports have it, is now in the process of getting back into operation. But we stress they're unconfirmed reports. And even if they are true, as John had noted, of course, it'll take perhaps 2 to 3 hours before they're in full operation and everything's back to normal. Madison Square Garden is not affected by all of this. A singing group, The Temptations, are performing now, and a spokesman of the Garden says there's an Italian movie playing in the Felt Forum. The police department has canceled meal breaks for all on-duty members of the Tactical Patrol Force in view of the situation. A spokesman for the New York Telephone Company says it has been forced to switch to its own emergency power system supplied by a battery and diesel engine arrangement. As a result, he says, the service was not directly affected by the power situation, but because of the heavy amount of telephone calls, as you can understand, resulting from it, people wanting to know what was happening, some users are experiencing slow dial tones. But the telephones are operating and on their own power tonight. And as we noted, Kennedy and LaGuardia airports report that operations have not been affected by that power failure. Operations spokesmen at both airports told WCBS that landing lights and radios are working just fine. And Penn Central has also noted that its trains are running right on time, although they did note that Grand Central Terminal itself is in total darkness because of the power failure. They're getting some light over there from the fire department momentarily. Two aides to Mayor Lindsay arrived at the Con Ed plant at about 8 o'clock. That's just about 40 minutes ago. Con Ed workmen entering the building gave no comment to any questions, as Gary Moore on the scene noted. Fire department apparatus left the plant shortly after 8 o'clock, but we...